life starts there.
Oh, hey, man, I'm just going in. I'm performer, word burglar.
You're the word burglar?
Yeah.
The original verb hurdler.
Yeah.
The herb murder in Persia to Alberta Rock.
Yeah.
The nerd interpreter. The shirt purchaser. The preferred serve terse sermoner. The scissor slurper. The citizen who's concerned around. Purple nurpula. The verbal silver surfer.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
a good
Sherpa
one.
Murmur. The bond maturer.
Well, I don't
the
know
Noah girl named Ursula Converse returner.
The
earth surface and worst lurker and flurmer.
What is that?
The perp squirmish and burn furnace and hernia.
No,
the
not
multinational merger. Uma Thurman. The fern squirter. The confirmed dessert server, jerk and the firk and slurping some bourbon, the hair curler, the Shirley Temple Shirler, the my name is Earler, the goddamn word burglar.
Well, yeah, that
never heard of ya. $8.
You know what, Berg? I like the cut of your jib.
Nod your head, tap your toes, you move your body parts, do whatever feels good. I know I will. Egg McMuffin in French is Oeuf McMuff. They cost about a buck, nifty nuff.
Yeah.
I know a hobby store where they say Crosby's good, but he's no Bobby Orr. Like Don Cherry, nah, he's probably sore. If you needed help, I wouldn't open the lobby door at the theater I used to work at, where I'd greet patrons who came to see Blazin', eat raisins. Please be patient, we changing like screen saving. Dinner's almost ready, I'm cheese grating. And B. Mason made this beat amazing. I'm having so much fun, you should be in a police station. So get mom, get dad, get shorty. This year, I'm cheering for Brad Laurie. I bet 40 home runs at least. And if not, well, I'll buy you a bottle of Keith's.
See, this is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. When it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosified. This is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. Cause when it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified.
More and more.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rap to the clock of dawn.
More and more.
Who cares the more the merrier?
You can't front on
now,
that.
Now, sick DJs never share needles. Girls like it when you treat them like their people. I know, respect is so tired. Oh yeah, Arden called, you're fired. Now back to cool stuff, like sports bloopers and Star Wars, when Luke and Han are stormtroopers. I love rap like a falafel in a pita bun. Optimus Prime's girlfriend is Alita One. See, it's fun. Better than sniffing antihistamines. Best kept secret, you and I can keep it just between everyone. And up next to free throw, a bank shot like a syringe dealer at BMO. Oh yeah, I know it's a stretch like a limo, but I make you believe make-believe like Neo. Grab the mic at 8, party till 7. It's all good, like everybody in heaven.
See, this is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. When it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosified. This is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. Cause when it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified.
More and more.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rap to the crack of dawn.
More and more.
Who cares, the more the merrier.
You can't front on that.
Sufficiently sophosified. Sufficiently sophosified.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another edition of the Hex Grid. Hi, I'm Hex.
And I'm Cap.
And today, for this very word-tacular episode, we have our good pal. Whatever. if he stole the word for me, because he is the word burglar. And he let me use Wordtastic. How you doing, Wordberg?
I am so word-mazing, you can't even word-scribe it.
See?
I think that there's something a little bit worse than burglary happening right here.
Oh. It's love. It's just love. There's a lot of love happening here.
The word is just sitting there crying, no, stop, stop. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Well, you know, you can comfort them all you like after a rape, but it's still rape.
Whoa, hold the phone. No. Kid show, what did I sign up for here? You said yes in an email. I didn't know.
So, word burglar, if you are not familiar, SJ, why don't you introduce yourself for our listeners that may not be familiar with you?
My name is Sean Jordan, hence SJ. People call me SJ, but I also go by the name Word Burglar, which is basically because I put rhymes together that are hot. That was how it started. And I love words, and I will burgle them and bring them back to people's ears and share them. I make rapping songs, basically, in a nutshell.
Some
words. Word-based rapping.
I guess that's historical context, Word Burglar was, along with MC Frontalot, the first two nerdcore rappers I was ever aware of when I first became aware of nerdcore back in the early 2000s.
That's amazing. I didn't even know what nerdcore was back in the 2000s, the early 2000s. So I'm glad, it's amazing. I love nerdcore. I mean, you know, it's great to be, I've met some awesome people. But yeah, I didn't even know it existed until then. I think it was actually Frontalot and, Jesse, I think, were the first guys that I had heard that sort of the nerdcore thing, applied to, you know? I don't know if it was, or MC Chris, I don't know who was, the first one, but I'm sure that's a discussion for many people too.
That's something Hex actually has an answer for.
Yeah, no, Frontalot coined the phrase nerdcore hip hop in 2001. And in for his 2005 album, Nerdcore Rising, he had the titular track, Nerdcore Rising, with MC Hawking and Jesse Dangerously. So that might be where.
And then from then on, anyone who was making nerdy raps, even yourself, whether you identified with it or not.
people just called you Nerdcore.
Check out this Nerdcore album by the Worried Boygler.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, that's amazing, man. I don't know. Call it whatever you want. I'm happy to be included in Nerdcore or rap or whatever. It's funny, man. Because some people say, Nerdcore is not as big in Canada, or at least I don't. There's a lot of nerdy bands and stuff, and I get to play a lot of shows with a lot of great, nerd and kind of geek music and stuff like that. But, at least when I went to Nerdapalooza in 2008, I was kind of blown away by, the community that really came together and really were this is the nerdcore music scene. It was just phenomenal, you know? And it's interesting. I like it. It's fun. Yeah. But I mean, here, I'll get alternative rapper or indie rapper, backpack rapper. And then, nerd rapper, nerdy rapper, nerdcore, whatever. So I'm just hey man, I'll take it all.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
No,
I'm happy.
I see a lot of people do that. It was whatever, just call me whatever. As long as I get a show, that's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I can't front. I am a nerd, so I mean, we all are nerds.
Well, hey, guess what I did again? I made you forget to announce what we listened to.
Yep, I was just about to introduce it.
Oh, crap. I'm just rambling.
No, it's all good. It's so the track we kicked off was actually the intro to the album, which I love that intro of the guy just throwing all of these titles at you.
this album in question is Third Burglar, which, as you could surmise, is in fact the third full length Word Burglar LP. Hex and I both listened to it, and in summary, it is really fucking great.
And you heard another sample from that, Sufficiently Sophonsified, which is actually Word Cap and I were unaware of, and so we Wiktionaried it.
Because we couldn't regular dictionary it, because it's actually a regional word exclusive to Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Did you as a Canadian know this, that it is your own word?
You know, my uncle used to say it. My uncle, it was passed down from my uncle. It was always an expression that my uncle apparently used to say at family dinners, years, you know, because my mom's side are Italian. They'd always have these huge, huge dinners and everyone's getting full. And they're like, you want more? You want more? No, I'm sufficiently sophonsified. That was his saying. And I know it was a common, I think it was, more probably a common I think it was like more like a 1950s, 1960s, maybe earlier kind of expression.
Yeah, we've got...
Like from that era.
We've got this little posting here. It says, the etymology is possibly a blend of sufficient and fancified. And it is labeled as Canadian, informal, rare, to satisfy or satiate, particularly the appetite. And there's an excerpt from a 1953 Carl Sandburg piece, Always the Young Strangers, which reads, "Toward the end of a dinner of prime roast beef, baked potato, salad, apple pie, and coffee, Sam Barlow would ask, 'Well, young man, do you think you have been sufficient to siphonsify?'"
That is amazing. That is word amazing.
Yes,
it's word amazing.
Word amazing. I love it. Yeah, I just, you know what? I always loved that word. And then, like, my parents would, you know, my dad used to joke around and say it and stuff. And I just kind of always dug that word. And I mean, that's, you know, I'm just happy to share it. You know, if you guys have never heard it before, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nope. Totally, yeah. Totally new to it.
Yeah, no, it's I like that word. I'm going to take that word as well. I'm going to give it a nice home.
Share it.
Gonna
share
it. Going to see the rebirth of siphonsification.
Bringing it back, man. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Bringing words back to the people. That's what I do.
So when did you start rapping, I guess?
Oh, my God. You know, my earliest – I remember writing raps when I was, like, in grade 5 or grade 6. Like, just – I had, like – we had tapes back then, which was sound that was recorded onto thin little strips of plastic that would wrap around, you know, this, all these interesting little gears and I don't know.
Which, anyways, we actually have a listener base that we have to describe it to them, so that's okay. I'm glad you're doing that for them.
You know, it's funny, man. People don't even – some people – like a friend of mine like works with this girl and – he was telling me, like, he's like, "Oh yeah, we're going to the Wurtburger CD release, blah blah blah." And she's like, she's like, "Oh, can I download it?" And he's like, "Yeah, it'll be on download, but this is like for the CD release, so you go to the show, you get the CD." She's never bought a CD. She was like 21.
Whoa.
She, like, never bought a CD. And even 21, I'm like, come on, you never bought. But that's the way things are going, man. People, you know.
Huh. Wow. All right.
I mean, I hope not. Apparently, vinyl's on the upswing.
Yeah.
I'm always gonna. I love CDs. I love making CDs. And people, I see indie bands still making tapes. You know, you can still make tapes. And I'm going to try and put out vinyl for this record. But.
Good. I was going to ask, actually. I'm looking forward to that. That's. I think that it's funny that that the original audio format, or the, you know, like the penultimate original audio format, is going to become at seemingly the only physical audio format that's left in the near future. And that's very strange. I don't think anybody would have suspected that 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's weird. But I mean, you know what? If the internet and computers disappeared tomorrow, how would you listen to your music?
I don't know. You know, and I'm constantly living in fear of an electromagnetic pulse. And I don't really know. I don't really know where that puts it. I don't. Are my hard drives gonna get wiped if that happens because of the surge of I don't know. I don't really know. Haven't researched it enough. I don't know how fragile everything that I have in a digital format is at the mercy of the sun, for example.
Well, I know that sun kills records. Because I once had a roommate leave a bunch of records on our back patio, and the sun melted the records, and we were very upset.
Here's a fun arts and crafts project. you go to Goodwill. You get, say, a Barbra Streisand record, because there's tons of them there, and you get a vase, something really cheap, and then you turn the vase upside down on the back patio, put a record atop the vase, and let it melt around the vase for a nice decoration for Mother's Day.
Dude, that is actually really awesome. I kind of want to try that now.
It totally works. Out,
get like a Barry Manilow record and just melt the shit out of it on a vase.
And this has been another edition of Arts and Crafts. With
a vase or vase? What's proper? Is it vase?
Regional?
Yeah.
Should I look it up on the Wiktionary?
Naturally, I say vase, but if I'm trying to be fancy, I say vase.
Well, is it taco or taco?
I say taco.
Nacho or nacho?
Nacho.
I say nachos. My girlfriend gives me a hard time. Nachos. Give me some tacos and some nachos. And then I say, oh, well, it's raining outside. I guess I'll call it Toxie.
So. Once upon a time, I knew a guy who worked at Burger King. And I don't know if they still offer them, but they did used to carry jalapeno poppers. But there are some people who, in all seriousness, refer to them as jalapeno poopers.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Stories from the road.
With that awesome story of the road, let's go to a musical break.
Yes.
Sweet.
We have a Rhyme O'Clock featuring More or Less. There's already a music video out for this, and I love the music video.
Thank you. I love it, too. I'm so happy that we got to make it, and if people listening haven't seen it, I really... I would hope that you check it out because it's dope. It's good.
There will be a link to the video on this post, so anyone listening can take a pause from the podcast, watch the video.
Yeah, I love links.
This is the power of the internet. We lose digital, we lose the physical formats, but we gain so much interconnectivity.
I'd say you can't watch a movie on a record, but then I'd be ignoring Laserdisc.
Oh, and we don't want to ignore Laserdisc after our Congo experience.
No. More on that later.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Rhyme O'Clock.
It's more or less a word heard up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let your bird. It's the time on your watch. Rhyme O'Clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, let's. What's the time on your watch?
Rhyme O'Clock. We melt minds like Spock. Bubbling like Coronas when a lime is dropped. In the wild, making noise like when pines get chopped. Moving heads like ladies whose behinds are hot. Designed to rock. Sign with props and an affidavit stating we define the spot. So why not bring on the next hype bringer? We take him out the ring like your ex-wife's finger.
Bigger pain in the ass than having bet. But I'm itching to get in the track so cats forget some. Lukewarm radio path that's taking your cap for thinking as a flattened Stetson. Shallow, perceived with showtime at the gallows. To gallow, you roast like Pink or Clark battles. Metallo, don't keep your comics round me. True reader for real, ask Word Bergie.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let your bird. It's the time on your watch. Rhyme O'Clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, Les, what's the time on your watch?
Rhyme O'Clock. Greenwich Mean, top-notch digital. Way kids talk, sweet slop, songs pitiful. Gag me with spoon, barf, not minimal. Claggy and sticks to all y'all syllables. Stay simple for the safest sibilant syllabus. For the simian serious motherfucker, I rhyme. Keep it bumping like a big building is building it. With the bird in the business, you bridesmaids aren't brides. We're married to the flow.
Halifax to Orlando, run the millennium. Like Han Orlando.
Is that word, brother?
Yeah, you know it, fam. And I'm down with Sharon like Lois and Graham. Goddamn! Spread new dope rhymes all over the streets like Ed 209. Then we take it national like Peter Mansbridge and eat all the food in your grand fridge.
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch.
Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock this.
See, I'm one for the trouble. Two, four, five times. I'm about to wake up. Check the clock.
This is how we rock.
About to wake up. Check the clock.
Rhyme O'Clock. Are you hurting stress? Cause Berg and Les will make your burden less.
For sure, with fresh kills, it's lightning unbroken. Beat time on time like the son of Odin.
The super villains, forget Loki and Red Skull. We leave you more blue than a depressed Brett Hull.
Hold breach to your ego, see no evil. Peanuts like bald people feeding beagles.
You'll be needing needles for your DJ to scratch this.
Never sell out,
but we're always on the backlist.
Gotta re up
before we get torrented.
Haters gonna hate,
but it's really unwarranted.
Yo, you want some more of this?
Yeah.
Good,
we knew there was a reason we came up to your hood
to rock it nonstop.
Keep it hot on stage. And we do it big time like the clock on Flav.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock.
And yo, let
your bird. What's the time on your watch? Rhyme O'Clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird.
Yo, let.
What's the time on your watch?
Let's go.
When is it?
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask when the time is on.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock this.
Where Word Burglar raps about comic books? Now, I know that happens on a lot of them. But the one where it's just... Okay. Alright, maybe it's not out yet. Just get me Lady Death.
Yo, as a kid, my favorite comic was Nth Man, the Ultimate Ninja. You got every one of those in multiples, didn't ya? Yeah, and it took a while to collect them all. I got the last one I needed down at the shitty mall. Yes, yes, y'all. Like Lee Falk, that's real talk. And when I'm not reading them, keep them safe in a sealed box. Spidey, Booster Gold, and X-Men. Ninja Turtles, a Tick, and John Byrne's Next Man. Collecting milk and cheese wookies to strange adventures. For real geeks who can name Avengers like Triathlon, Tigra, Jack of Hearts, U.S. Agent, though he was always in the wackest arcs. You like Star Fox? That wouldn't bug me. Dude saw more pussy than Catwoman's undies, trust me. Like Hawkeye and Mockingbird, you could call me a nerd. I like my drawings with words, word.
Yes, I was wondering if you have the issue of Defenders where, the Hulk goes shopping for beans? Yes.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Irredeemable, incorruptible, invincible.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Justice League, Europe, and, the Invincibles.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Stray Toasters, Stilt Man, and Gravity.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Grimjack, Concrete, Avengers Academy.
I read comics and books.
Now my man Arlex put me on the scud. That kid's comic is made with blood. And Squadron Supreme had Grunewald's ashes in. Worth a lot, but I could never cash it in. That's dumber than kidnapping Jim Gordon. Wanna make money? Open a Tim Hortons. What can I say? I like art in books. From Steve McNiven's to Darwin Cook's. House of Ideas, distinguished competition. Back issues, I'll be digging on a mission. In the depths of the dollar and quarter bins. For rare singles that no one was ordering. And what you know about Wood God? Well, he's a man-brew life form who looks odd. And I gotta give props to the king, Jack Kirby. You wanna talk shop? Well, ask Bergie.
Do you have the one where Tigra's naked? Yeah, I need it.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Stan Lee, Alan Moore, and Eric Larson.
I was into comic books and watching cartoons.
Reed Fleming, Flaming Carrot, McFarlane. Part robot, part madam.
I read comics and books, yeah, Marvel.
This is for the forward front facers, the true believers, who know Walking Dead don't need shoes or sneakers. You know I don't know how to end this, cause I could go on about comics forever like Bendis. Ryan Otley, what's up, man? Yo, J-Bone, I keep giving you money like a payphone. I gotta shout out all my people, Strange Adventures to the Silver Snail. You got a question, Bert, you'll know. I make Canadian jams like Bernie Moreau. Google it.
What you just listened to was Drawing with Words from Word Burglar's Third Burglar album, Urgler.
All right. And real quick, just to...
Just call it the Bergbum. My third Bergbum.
Kind of put a bow on it. We learned during our Tim Curry movie marathon that some Laserdiscs actually play at a higher frame rate than is standard for films in general. And when we watched Congo, it was either at 48 or 60 frames a second on Laserdisc. And we saw the film as we'd never seen it before, which in many cases, except where there were special effects involved, made it look pretty awful. Though I admit I did get used to it after a while. Basically, it looks like a sitcom in the jungle.
Yeah.
What happens in Congo? I've never seen it. Is that when the monkeys... Like, do they talk or something? Or
no,
they have, like,
no,
an advanced
monkeys...
civilization?
There is a talking gorilla, but it's because she learned sign language and she wears a backpack that can map her fingers. So it'll speak on her behalf.
But basically, in Congo, there's the legendary Mines of Solomon, the diamond mines, and apparently he had trained gorillas to protect the mines. And so this group of people from a information technology company that want to use the diamonds to amplify lasers for...
Star Wars.
Information transfer. They go in to find the diamonds, only to get eaten by the gorillas. Spoiler alert.
Is it a good movie? Like, no. Is it good?
No.
I mean, it's got Ernie Hudson.
Because that actually sounds, that plot sounds a little more interesting than I thought it was.
The Michael Crichton book may be fully acceptable. Well, I have never read
Michael
it.
Crichton, yeah.
But, I mean, the movie has Ernie Hudson. It's got Tim Curry. It's got a Bruce
what?
Campbell
One
cameo.
Of the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Snap.
He's in it through the whole thing.
By the way, Ernie Hudson update. He was admitted to the hospital recently, but it's okay. He's doing fine now.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, good. I think I saw the Oz when he went to the hospital. Shank. I hope that doesn't happen.
So your last album was Burglaritis. And I remember when I first started Nerdapalooza, that had just come out.
And that was a long time ago.
I know, it's scary.
But the thing is, like, you've been active. Like, there have been back burner releases. There have been a lot of Hand Solo record mixtapes that have been released where you're on all of them.
I guess, yeah, it's kind of crazy because Burglaritis was 2006.
Yeah.
And Third Burglar was supposed to be out. I was aiming for, like, you know, I think, when was Nerdapalooza? Like, I guess Burglaritis finished in 2006, and then we officially launched it closer to, like, 2007. So, yeah, Nerdapalooza was 2008, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and yeah, you're right. I mean, I've just been, I haven't stopped doing stuff. I just haven't put, yeah, I'm, Third Burglar is my third album because it's sort of all, yeah, it's full album. And the mixtapes, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I was trying to do the math. I don't know how many songs I've done between Burglaritis and Third Burglar. But there's been a lot of them.
You had...
I don't know why it's taken me this long to get another solo record done. Like, Burgie's Basement wound up having a bunch of tracks that were supposed to be on Third Burglar originally, and then we had all these remixes and stuff, so we put that out. So Burgie's Basement, I mean, you know, that's a full-on release, like, that I'm proud of, and I think it came together really well, and that was, like, 2009. So it technically hasn't been that long, and then, yeah, the
But you classify that as, like, a B-side album or something, or...?
Yeah, we called it just B-sides, remixes, and rarities, but... It had a lot of, there was a lot of new material on. Like, Supberg was originally supposed to be on Third Burglar. There was, like, Script Flipper, Showtime in 09. There's a bunch of tracks on there that were intended for Third Burglar. And, yeah, like, Showtime in 09 was originally going to be a Third Burglar track. And then
and the date passed.
Yeah, and then it was also, like, we did, you know, I was doing a lot of touring, and we did... the Backburner album, and that, like, everyone sort of pooled their resources for that, and, you know, I got really heavily invested in that record, and, I mean, I did, like, 10 tracks for that album, and, yeah, the Hand Solo mixtapes, there's been, like, 3 or 4 of them.
I love that.
And then just, like, other people's albums, like, I've been, like, working on a lot of different people's albums, like, everyone in Backburner, you know, we all kind of help each other out, so... And then just in terms of, you know, like, money and stuff, like, you know, it costs money to put a good record together. And, you know, I mean, I'm fully independent. Like, Hand Solo helps me. They, you know, they do distribution and stuff like that for me. And then I've got, like, digital hookups and stuff like that. But otherwise, I'm completely, like, independent. So if I've got no money, I can't put out an album. You know what I mean?
I was curious. So right now, if someone wants a copy of Third Burglar, they email you, right?
Yeah, that was the easiest way to do it because I was getting a bunch made up, and, like, people have just been, you know, people have been asking me about it, and I'm happy to get it out. And I know, like, it's officially coming out May 15th on iTunes and Bandcamp and stuff like that, so people get digital and physical copies. So yeah, it is going to be fully available everywhere for people. But yeah, for the physical CDs, I started up with. I got a big batch made, and yeah, if you want it, they can email me, get it.
Sorry. Well, what's that email for all our listeners who are have itchy keyboard fingers right now? I need to get that looked at by a doctor.
Oh, so the email to get for albums is just wordburg WORDBURG @gmail.com. And yeah, we're just selling the CDs, $10 plus shipping. So if you're in the States, I think it's about like $3.50 for shipping, and Canada is about $2.50, and then UK and international I think is about $5. So, and then yeah, I'm just doing that, and then we're doing a bunch of release shows. Like I did a release show in Halifax last weekend, Toronto this Friday, May 11th. I don't know when people are going to hear this show, so that may have come and gone already.
Will have come and gone.
Yeah, the episode is planned to come out on the 16th.
Okay, cool. So it'll be available on iTunes. So definitely, like, just go to wordburglar.com and you can get it there. Like, just if you prefer to get your digital hookup, or you get the physical copy, which will be personally, you know, put in an envelope by me.
Nice.
The art's really slick. Who's on that?
That's Mike Holmes. Who just drew. I know we were going to talk about Free Comic Day and stuff.
Yeah.
Mike Holmes is a old friend of mine. We actually do comedy together. We run a comedy troupe called The Friend and the Jerk, just the two of us. And
who's who?
He just drew Adventure Time, the Free Comic Book Day comic.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty sweet. Yeah, so if you like Adventure Time, he drew it. Ryan North wrote it, who did Dinosaur Comics. And yeah, he's going to be drawing more Adventure Time and some other stuff for Kaboom, which is like the Boom Comics kids line of stuff. And although Adventure Time's not really like, it's a kid series, but like it's not real. I've seen a few episodes of it. Like that's
it's a show with a lot of levels. It's definitely an all ages experience that can be quite frightening if you're a little child.
Yeah
totally. Like I maybe if you're like 9 or 10. Although I remember seeing a G.I. Joe episode when I was a kid, and it's to this day it like freaks the shit out of me. It's, yeah,
is it by any chance the one with there's one with like what, like animatronics, like there are people but they start melting and there's like robot skeletons underneath?
Yes, there's that. Well, the one I'm thinking of is the one where they go to an alternate world where Cobra has won and all the G.I. Joes are dead. Oh, and the guys, there's like 6 or 7 Joes that have wound up in this alternate reality, and like the dreadnoughts of police officers, and they're like chasing them down. And then they find this like crazy like nuclear testing zone or something, and it's like this wasteland, and they find all these old like destroyed G.I. Joe vehicles, and they're digging through the stuff, and then they find like these like dead bodies, these skeletons.
Oh, man.
And they're them. They're like reading the dog tags. It's like, Ralph Bukowski, that's you, Steeler. No. I'm like, you know, 5 or 6 years old, losing my mind. That's like, awesome. What the hell is going on?
In the most recent episode of Adventure Time, they straight up went to hell, which they call the Nidosphere, and it's all modeled after like Hieronymus Bosch's like paintings of what hell looked like, basically.
Holy monkey.
It's pretty intense, and man, that Adventure Time comic is great. I mean, they've usually got several different artists working on a single issue. They'll have like a main story going from issue to issue, but then also a bunch of like shorts and everything, something as short as a page, other things like a couple pages long. Zach Gorman, the guy who does those, he's got a deal now with Fangamer. He does those amazing Earthbound like single page comics, and he's done a few pieces in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. I love Earthbound. Earthbound is the best.
Yes it is.
So
cool. Yeah, no, the adventure is that Adventure Time one. I think I saw it. Is that with all like the skeletons chasing him around? They're chasing they go, is it hell, and like the peppermint guy sends them there?
Oh, actually that was the another realm of evil they went to. But yeah, that's like, it's weird, they've gone, I think that I'm not sure if that was actually the Nidosphere or if that was a simply a hell realm or something, if there's multiple ones. But they did in fact go to a hell of some kind in that episode, and that was pretty twisted. But then this newer one is even more like disfigured and weird, and it's a two-parter, and they like, it starts and they're in prison and they don't remember how they got there.
Oh man. Yeah, it's just weird, but I kind of love it. It's kind of weird.
So what comics did you pick up yesterday for Free
Comic Day? Oh, for Free Comic Day. I got that Atomic Robo one. I haven't read it yet. Exciting. I know you guys love that. I got the Transformers issue, the new 80.5. They're basically picking up where the old Marvel Transformers series left off. They did the G.I. Joe, like Larry Hama took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He restarted. They're doing it with the Transformers. and Simon Furman and Andy Wildman, who were like the creative team. And the old way back Marvel Transformers series, when it got canceled, which were actually, those were like my favorite Transformer comics, so I'm pretty psyched.
IDW, and having picked up those series like that, it's a pretty significant amount of fan love and trust, and it's a really incredible thing that they're doing that.
Yeah, it's amazing. IDW, they're like my favorite publisher right now in terms of all the licensed books. Like the G.I. Joe stuff's been great. The Ninja Turtles has been great. Transformers is good. I don't know. They're really like for the fans. Like even doing like the Next Men, John Byrne stuff. Like I loved that comic when I was a kid. John Byrne may be like, I don't know how on point he is these days, but IDW is just kind of like, yeah, you know, we're going to do this for comics fans. And I mean, I don't know how many there are. They're selling, like, I don't know how many copies are
hopefully it's worth their while.
Yeah.
My hope is that they will, in time, I know they're putting a lot of effort in starting their own unique universe for the Ninja Turtles over at IDW, but my hope is that in time they'll put in and continue the some of the other already established comics universes of the Ninja Turtles that people
like
are
like the Archie
for.
Or the Image one or
yeah.
Mirage. I read all of them, actually, so I've still got them.
I'm hoping in particular for the Archie universe to see a resurrection, but
it was really good. Are they collecting those, do you know?
They very recently, in the last couple weeks, they released a budget edition 100-page book that was a reprint of the 3-part miniseries that launched the Archie line, but it's not unique. It's not written by Steve Murphy and drawn by Chris Allen. It's done by I forget who did it, but it's basically an adaptation of the script of the first Ninja Turtles story arc from the 89 cartoon show.
From the cartoon, so yeah, I remember that. Actually.
Yeah, so it's not like an original work. Hopefully, they will start republishing that series. That would
be
ideal.
Yeah, because they introduced a bunch of cool characters that I don't even think like Reverend the Cartoons or anything, right? And they just like had weird. It just got weird. Like there was like that blue fly guy or something, and they flew around in like a cow head, and there was like some jackal guy. And
yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Mutanimals. There was a Man Ray, the manta ray person, Jaguar. It was a Jaguar, and Dreadmon is the super speed Haitian.
You know your stuff. I like it.
I may or may not be in some way affiliated with this.
What? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, good. I said I may or may not be in some way affiliated with this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you given the Ghost Runner or Ghostbusters run on IDW a chance yet?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh.
It is a fine beast. We actually devoted a whole episode to it recently. The guys who make that are wonderful, and talk about like it is a sharp written book. Repeat listeners of Nerdy Show are probably tired of us praising it so much, but yeah, no, it's great.
Sweet, yeah, I gotta check that out. I'm just like the G.I. Joe stuff, the main like Larry Hama title and the Cobra series. I don't know if you guys are Joe fans at all, but it's phenomenal. The G.I. Joe Cobra is like the best G.I. Joe comic. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been impressing everybody who reads it since it started.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Mike Costa on that, like, he's kind of the reason I started reading the Transformer books, because I saw he was doing Transformers. And so I kind of came really late to the IDW Transformer stuff. And then I just wound up going back and getting those big, like, they have these big hardcovers that are like the IDW collection. They're like, and I just plowed through them. I got like the first five, and just now I'm like fully invested in the Transformers IDW stuff. And,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm really like, I'm loving it. It's really, really good stuff.
Sweet. Well, we're going to jump to another musical break. We have Heatwave, and this is a back burner release. This features Thesis Sahib, Timbuktu, Jesse Dangerously, Chocules, Jay Busy, and Word Burglar. And there's an awesome video to this that we will also link to. The video, oh my gosh.
Wow, links. Love it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Hey, This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Putting in work on a perfect day. Shirt soaked in the shade while I perspirate. Heat waves from the pavement versus late. Chirp cicadas and gaze in a purple haze. Scorching tracks when the burner plays. Pour the gas until we burn the place. Percolate, burn ash that'll hurt your face. Shot a crater through your posse like hot butane. Not too tame, keep watch for cute dames. Got boo spit, exhaust like blue flames. Stop, dude, not gonna prostitute fame. Too hot, we too great to stop, we too strange.
Smash, thwip, sniggity snicked. Striking the country like picketing hits. Lickety split, tickety tick tock, you don't stop. Like lava that won't rock, the flow's hot enough to get the dregs from the basement. Cooking some eggs on the pavement with hot spit like Greek fest. Smoking like girls on Queen Street West.
Dip, dip, dive, I'm swimming to Shanghai. How cool, like moms on a meringue pie. Got the women on standby waiting just to talk to me about my feminist philosophy. When you learn to help, the girls will melt. When the racks are hot, the bra burns itself. Yeah, we turn it out and heat's the only thing we're concerned about. And that's check, I'm about to win in one turn. Lamping on a rock with my skin all sunburned. Ouch, the only way I surf is on a couch with the tip of my tongue putting words in your mouth.
Sweatshop, got me in a headlock. We let it pop till the block is red hot. Next stop, chopping heads up. Wanna get props, hit the guy with the guest spot.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Sweat, sweat, work it out. Let me know what's on your mind and it don't hurt to shout. I'm on a purple drought, yeah, the green too. And these a couple things that put me in a mean mood. Would I seem rude if I rode through the club late? Didn't give you props cause of my drunk state of mind. I got problems, baby, no funds. I don't wanna get a job, I'm lazy. So I write my rhymes down, spin them with passion. Just hoping y'all can feel it, that's all I'm asking. 35 degrees and the sun is blasting. Basketball jerseys is still the fashion. I don't even know if they heard me laughing. Wipe the smirk on their mouth with a dirty napkin. Jay Busy got skills, I'm a world champion. Why I'm living in a sauna and not a mansion.
When Tim's on the beat, even in the heat, I got Tim's on my feet. Over zebra stripes from the sandal steez. Believe the hype from the scandal sheets to get dandled on the knee.
Our tongue, it's gonna be a hot one. Got drunk last night, but I'm not done. Shotgun, don't forget some. Rope pops, stop and cop tons. Ultraviolet, violent outcomes. Get that SPF against sun. Son, have you learned a lesson? Sir, yes, certs need extra resin. So, who's bringing the heat that melts popsicle beats into liquidy treats? Pitching the feet, then I kick on my feet. Take a trip to the beat to chill with the beat.
It's a dog day afternoon. The back groove, you back burn the jack to whack like baboon. In back rooms, we slap hands, crack the brew, fabricate rap tunes that you can't produce. Come on.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Word Burglar, and you are listening to The Hex Grid. And it is dope because it's got music that you may not know, but you need to hear it. And that's why I listen to it.
I remember you used to hang outside the AAA with that kid with the mohawk, right? They'd play Altered Beast all day at that arcade machine. Yeah, you can never play. It sucks.
No, yeah, man. No, I think his mom was like a hairstylist for Frozen Ghost. Yeah, weird. Yo, your friend's brother. Yeah. Yo, what happened to that guy?
He had a brush cut and a rat tail, right earring and true to form, a beret and a bones t-shirt with his uniform, shorts in the winter, Walkman in palm, smoking De Mauriers he stole from your mom. And if you ever happened, you know, to go to his house, he had Transformers in packages, but wouldn't take them out. He knew more dirty swears than a Dartmouth sailor, and was the only kid I knew who liked the Hartford Whalers. Obsessed with Star Wars, Star Treks and Gundams, new aliens, weird names and where they come from. Like Snaggletooth, that guy in the red suit. Nah, he was a snivy named Tequila. Yes, dude, he could grow a mustache early in life, which probably abetted his descent into vice. And we used to pay him to rent restricted movies like Predator and anything with ninjas or boobies. Whatever happened to your friend's brother? Dude,
dude, I haven't seen him since like grade 10 summer. He used to drink too much pop and get a stutter. Come on, man, you remember your friend's brother? Yo, yo, Nick, your friend's brother. He used to beat us up when we were way younger. He'd go around quoting Blade Runner and own tropical plants that made rubber.
Remember, I think he dated that girl who worked at the Bolarama. I remember she always like smelled like Glade plugins. She was really into Sailor Moon.
He had rookie cards of Lemieux and Gretzky. Worked at Zeller's, got a discount on Pepsi. Where he'd steal He-Man's, gave me an Orko. Could beat Super Mario 1 without the World Zone. Video game cheats, he was a pioneer. Had a Japanese Nintendo, it looked kinda weird. Like his cousin Kevin, who'd eat joints. Got a skateboard for saving popsicle beat points. I don't care who you are, that takes a lot of popsicle sticks. He'd see people eating popsicles and follow them and shit. Pick them out of the garbage, dude didn't care. Used to wear a necklace with the tooth of a bear, and he claimed it gave him powers over women and pets. Loved comic art, Stuart Immonen's best. But as much as we all knew this stuff about him, nobody ever really knew much about him. Honestly, what happened to your friend's brother? I know he had a bike he'd call Rent Thunder. Spent hundreds on comics with mint covers, and I don't think he knew grammar, always said funner. Yo, you remember your friend's brother? The windows in his house, they all have bent shutters. For some reason, he'd resent puffers. Yo, everyone remembers your friend's brother.
That wise older brother, that mime older brother. Still that wise older brother, that mime older brother. That wise older brother, that mime older brother. Still
these days, where is he? Well, nobody knows for sure. Hardly any remember, but there's a few connoisseurs who came before me, tried to do research, find out how much of his rep had been besmirched. We jog the memory and fondly reflect, but most recollections are foggy at best. Conflicting theories, rumors and hearsay, some think he wasn't even real. Weird, eh? And there's whispers he got a job in CGI after spending some time as a squeegee guy in PEI or the South Pacific. I don't really know about the specifics. They're cryptic and seem to rustle bones. Maybe some things are better left unknown. Just ghosts from the past sent to slumber, from simpler times and a sense of wonder. Whatever happened to your friend's brother? I haven't seen him since like grade 10 summer. He used to drink too much pop and get a stutter. Yo, what happened to your friend's brother? Come on, man, your friend's brother? Yo, he played Tommy Lasorda baseball a lot. He's like, remember?
Welcome back. What you just listened to was Your Friend's Brother, also from Third Burglar. Now, Bergie, I know you like to dance around the words, and I asked you a question a while back, and you kind of just like didn't answer it.
Oh shit!
So how'd you really get into rap? Like we wrote stuff down in fifth or sixth grade, and then we talked about comics forever, and so. Right.
Comics always distracting me. that's the real reason Third Burglar took so long. I've been just reading something. Surrounded, even now in the office, it's like all comics and crap. I first started writing raps. Yeah, it was around like grade 5 or 6, and I remember I used to listen to I had like Run DMC and Maestro Fresh West tapes and all these old rap tapes I loved, like Fresh Prince. I got like the Fresh Prince single, which back then was like a single. It was kind of the inspiration when we did the Rhyme O'Clock maxi single. Like they put out, you know, two versions of the song and like a remix or something, like an instrumental. And there was an instrumental on it. And I just kind of started like rapping to the instrument. At first I was like, why did they put this beat here without the raps on it? And then I was like, oh, you know, you kind of figured it out, right? And then I just started, like, kind of making up my own incredibly shitty raps to it. And
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and then I just kind of always kind of just would rap, like, you know, for fun, just goofing around every now and then. And then in junior high, you know, I met more kids who were kind of into rap. We were all just joking around, and we would just, like, write little raps to kind of, like, you know, entertain each other and make each other laugh. Stuff and I just loved it, and I just would listen to any rap I could get my hands on. I just like fell in love with every, you know, everything about it, like, you know, the wordplay, the storytelling, you know, it's rap. It's an amazing art form. And, you know, the expression, whether it's like the political stuff of like Public Enemy, you know, like the party shit, like, you know, the Beastie Boys, you know, RIP, MCA, you know, that was really sad to hear about. But I just always wrote raps, and then I just kind of never stopped. just was like recording them, and then the more I recorded them, I think like we just like were striving every time we made a track to like, you know, make it better than the last one, and yada yada yada. Next thing you know, I was putting out tapes with my buddies in high school, and we were just like, we'd sell them, and like people would actually buy them, and it's cool. And then then just started recording, putting out more CDs. And
were you the Word Burglar back then, or did you have a different moniker?
No, I was just always like SJ, and people always just call me SJ. I think like really early, when I was in like grade 6, I was like SJ Jazzy Jordan, which was like a terrible ripoff, like DJ Jazzy Jeff. And that was SJ. I joke around, like had different names, like Optimus Dreg was one, because we were like the dregs of society, everyone was kind of like, I was like Optimus Dreg, and then there was like Dandruff was kind of like joke. You know, and then we do like different personalities, right? I'd like rap as this character, like Thug Love. We just do all these different things. And the name of Word Burglar came out when I just kind of wrote this song called The Word Burglar. And that was just kind of like, I was SJ, The Word Burglar. And then that song kind of blew up, I guess. Like a lot of people that was the first song that like, I think a lot of people that I had no idea who they were, like were getting in touch with me, and they're like, yo, I heard this song, come record, here's some beats, blah, 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 blah. And it was just like, it was kind of crazy. And so then, yeah, Word Burglar just stuck, right? I was like, I'm SJ. Like, SJ, SJ. I was like, oh, I did the Word Burglar. You're Word Burglar. Okay, Word Burglar. And I was just kind of how that. And I was like, yeah, it's Word Burglar. It's SJ, The Word Burglar. But that was like me, like I was, you know, I was like 20 or something when that came out. And it was like, that was like developing. You know, that was when I was really kind of...
That's as good a way to fall into using a moniker as any, really. Like,
yeah, it's like you just kind of put your... It kind of was like the perfect combination of like what my style had like was evolving into and like what I was about, you know? Like, I loved the name. It was like, it was its own thing. It like described what I was doing, you know, what I'm about. It's, you know, it's kind of fun. It's to me, it's very kind of old school rap. Sound like, I don't know. Anyway, it worked for me, and it stuck, and, you know, that was, you know, shit. I mean, I guess the Word Burglar stuff was about 10 years ago, really, when it was just starting.
Damn.
Yeah, so, and then, yeah, just been just trying to make good raps ever since.
Sweet. And so, what can people expect? What other collabs can people expect from the Word Burglar album?
Okay, Third Burglar, we got Timbuktu is on it from Backburner, Chokulese, More or Less is on it, who you heard. We got MC Homeless, Riddlore, who's, I don't know if you guys know Riddlore, he's like a underground legend from like LA. He was involved in like Chillin' Villain Empire and like that whole scene at like the Good Life Cafe when that whole era of guys was like, were coming up, like Freestyle Fellowship and Jurassic 5 and all those guys. They all used to hang out at this place called the Good Life Cafe and did these open mics. Anyways, Riddlore was like a legendary rapper there.
Very cool.
We met up last year and got to do this track, so I was pretty psyched about that. Gartham Master's on there, aka Self Help.
Yeah.
And we put out the Dude Where's My Adat song on that, on the album, which I'm pretty happy about. And I think there's a lot of we packed a lot of variety into the new record, and I'm really excited to finally get it out. I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's fun. I think the beats are dope, and you know, I just want people to check it out, you know. So
sweet.
We
both, Cap and I both had a sneak peek, and we are both loving it.
Yeah, no shit. No special dressing, no fluff here. It is a great rap album.
Like, and
like, screw your nerd sensibilities, even if you don't have them, it's a great rap album. Like, and it's got it, and it doesn't, you know, it's not, what I like most about your work, SJ, is that, you know, you don't try too hard to be a nerd rapper. You just, it's clear that you're just doing, you're just talking about stuff that you love and that you have fun with, and so it's like, you know, it's authentic. It's not, it's not a nerdy subject every single song. It's just you rapping every single song, and it's all awesome. It's a great album.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks. I'm glad you dig it, man. That means a lot.
And as this is coming out after the release, we will have links to where you can pick up your copy of the album right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for the fourth edition of the Hex Crid.
which is a an every other week show.
Yes.
I'd say bi-weekly, but that has double implications.
Yeah.
But every other week, so in general, twice a month, you will get more Hex Crid.
Three times this month.
Yes.
And that, aren't you special, May? May you be special.
Well, it's the third episode, third burglar. It's a good number. I like it.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much once again. What you're about to listen to is Yobo Seyo, which does that sample Moonbase? Is that why it's parenthetical? What is?
Yeah, Yobo Seyo is actually, it means hello in Korean. And a friend of mine is Korean and is an old roommate. And his friends, who only spoke Korean, used to call our house, and I'd pick up the phone and be like, hello, and they'd be like, Yoboseyo, Yoboseyo? I'm like, Yoboseyo, Yoboseyo? And it just means it's hello, and I always like, again, it's like back to like what you were saying about Sophonsified. Yoboseyo is a word that I've always sort of loved, and I just thought it was fun to say and worked well for kind of what, for this song. And yeah, Moonbase, it's because, you know, it's Moonbase, it's spacey. I mean, the sample, you may have given something away there, but only one person has been able to guess the sample so far. So I'm sure you guys, you know, you may know. I'm sure people are going to know. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Not to delay the closing of the episode and listening to this song, but the beats are fantastic, and I've been very much amused by the samples that I did recognize and the very innovative ways that they were pieced together. If you have any, like, you know, shout outs or insight to that production and the beat crafting, then I would love to hear it all.
Yeah, well, the beats, I mean, I worked with the same guys I've kind of been working with forever. I mean, Beat Mason always comes through, his beats are just banging. We're just kind of all, Beat Mason and I have worked together for, you know, like 10 years, and we're just on the same page about stuff. Like, he'll make beats, you know, we make them together. He'll be like, I thought of this, and I'll send him a sample, or I'll tell him, I'm like, this is the song I want to do. These are the lyrics. What have you got that kind of fits it? So we worked really well together. Of course, Fresh Kills, who produced Rhyme O'Clock. Again, like, we've worked together so long that, like, if he's working on a beat, he'll be like, oh, this might work. This is going to be good for Word Burglar. And I'm the same way, where I like write something, I'm like, oh, a Kills beat would sound really good with this, with this track. Timbuktu contributed some amazing production. So did Apt. Timbuktu did Sneaky Neighbors, which we're pretty happy with how that turned out. And he did Your Friend's Brother. Who am I forgetting? Abstract Beats did So Much Time, which is really dope. And there's somebody else. Oh, well, DJ Extend. And he did AT-AT. And Uncle Fess, of course, did all the cuts and stuff. And that's a lot of fun, like, for the scratch samples. Like, I'll go around and dig up stuff for each song, and, you know, how we want to place all the scratching and stuff on every track, or, you know, movie samples and stuff. And then Fess kind of contributes his own way. So basically every song, you know, was an individual project in itself that we just wanted to make as good as possible. So everyone was kind of chipping in stuff. And, you know, there are even tracks where, like, Beat Mason didn't make the beat, but he was like, oh, this sample might work well here. I was like, oh, that's great. So, you know, we've known each other so long that it's, you know, we're friends, and we're happy. You know, we love doing this stuff, and they,
nice.
You know, so it came together well. And yeah, like for Yoboseyo, that was a sample that I brought to Kills, and I was like, look, I always wanted to make a beat with that. So I actually sat down with him, and we made the beat together. And so that happened awesome. A few times over the record. And,
nice.
Yeah, like there's other stuff too. Like, I'm really excited now that Third Burglar's done. It's now opened the door for me to release a bunch of other stuff, and so, you know, there's gonna be a lot more stuff down the road now. I know I've been focused on so many other projects that this is now that this is done, I can really get focused on a few more CDs and stuff. So I'm excited.
But, excellent, man.
Yeah, it's good. So yeah.
Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Bye, I'm Hex.
I'm Cap.
And you've been listening to Word Burglar. Say bye, Word.
Bye, Word. Peace, guys. Thanks a lot.
Russia, y'all screw data. Mass crusader, the innovator, new beta. Strange truth like Labor Day, you don't do labor. Two major drinking brews at the bodega with a megaphone strapped to his face to go blega. Perennial prospect, cool like how Hop gets. Staying in and watching the Lost box set with Daz effects and some Nas cassettes. Hot in the deck, opposite of a walking Quebec. In the middle of the winter, nothing on top of your tech. With all these biters, gonna need a hippopotamus pet. Deposit and wreck for the love of just bobbing your head. Non-stop, noggin' nod, never pause till I'm dead. Only care about giving props like a nod from a vet. And making rhymes so tight, they could clog up a thread. Knocking them dead, nah.
Thank you for listening to The Hex Grid, a member of the Nerdy Show podcast family. The Hex Grid and Nerdy Show are both brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and listeners like you. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please support Nerdy Show by telling a friend, picking up some merch at the Nerdy Store, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of The Hex Grid, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, videos, contests, and other nerdy programming, please visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter at Nerdy Show. Get social with other Nerdy Show nerds at nerdyshow.com/forums.